The numbers year to date are down. U.S. flagged Great Lakes tonnage is down 17% from a year ago, and overseas traffic on the St. Lawrence Seaway is off 10%. But June has the makings of the comeback kid. The 10.5 million tons of Great Lakes cargo is the best since before the Great Recession. Seaway numbers show the same thing. U.S. Seaway Deputy Administrator Craig Middlebrook says after tripping out of the gate, they could catch up.
That is the $10,000 question. We will very much be close to last year's, if not maybe even a little ahead of last year's 37 million tons.
Grain is up 38% and general cargo increased 44% in June.
What that's composed of is in the manufacturing area, iron and steel products, for example.
Middlebrook says this is not just pent-up demand from the slow start. He says this is a reflection of a stronger world economy.
As goes the international economy or the domestic economy, so goes the seaway. When you look at the composition and the numbers of traffic, we usually tend to be a little bit ahead of economic trends, not always.
The port of Duluth Superior is down 17%, but June was way up over May in coal and iron ore. June tonnage was up 28% in Green Bay. And Middlebrook says Cleveland was lights out with a 23% increase in international tonnage.
Cleveland is cool again, very much so. And I'm not just talking about LeBron.
As in James and basketball. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.